Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is in response to a story titled, Homeless, Hopeless Aurelia Man to Seek Medically Assisted Death, published January 23. It saddens me that some suppose my choice to seek assisted dying is a profit-based cry for help, and, though I am truly touched at strangers reaching out, my decision is final. You can provide $1 billion and a foot rub and yet the conclusions are sound and the choice is virtually irreversible. It is such a cynical lack of compassion and such an astonishing lack of compassion that further reminds me that our world is now truly dystopian, in a nutshell, and it makes me glad I am departing from such monstrous humanity. To me, such cruelty displays not only profound ignorance but is essentially social murder. True, if I can await assisted death in warmth with food and water through nice strangers, I will, yet, either way, I am eager to go. Those who cynically minimize such pain are those who feed the human demise and, to be blunt, are existentially repulsive and make myself, and others, ashamed to be human, and I forever will be in the hereafter if there is one. Anyone who knows me knows I am the first to give, even while homeless. The religious community has been the harshest, telling me I will suffer damnation. That is the cruelest thing I have literally ever heard, and I simply say, okay then. If your righteous deity would do such a thing, then it is not worth being regarded by a stray dog. Wake up already. After the treatment I've experienced, no heaven or healing is even possible. Don't call suicide cowardly. We have more guts than you ever will. Tyler Dunlop, Aurelia.